First, let's check in on the Federal Reserve and bring in Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung. As we really kind of get down to it, Brian, we are probably inside of 2 months now of when we're going to definitively know, and not just sources believe, some suggest, we will likely have an almost sure grasp on what President Joe Biden will do with respect to Jay Powell's renomination as Fed chair, probably by the end of October. And I guess as you see the setup here, what is this question really going to come down to, and how does that decision-making process perhaps suggest which way it could break?
Well, yes, Miles, as you mentioned, it seems like the White House is starting to think about this. That's what I'm hearing. Again, there's no update on timing yet, so maybe you could describe the White House's approach to this as they're thinking about whether or not they'll renominate Jay Powell as Fed chair. Again, his term as the top of the at the head of the central bank does expire in February of 2022. But there's just been so much noise in recent days, notably that Politico report detailing the more progressive wing of the House, including AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, who oppose a renomination for Fed chair Powell on the grounds of climate change and also racial inequality. But it's worth mentioning that there's a number of other expertise that are set to happen on the Fed board as well. When you take a look at the slate of other Fed officials that are set to expire soon, when you take a look at Richard Clarida, his term as the Fed vice chair expires in January of next year. And then Randy Quarles, the vice chairman of supervision, his term expires in October, which is next month. His term actually as a governor would remain for a number of years after that, but there's some chatter that he'll hang around through the end of this year and then ultimately maybe leave the Fed board. So these are three big vacancies that the Biden administration can play musical chairs with regards to if they wanted, for example, to reappoint Powell but get a more progressive voice on supervision-related issues, they could reappoint Powell in the same spot for another 4 years but then pick a more progressive candidate to replace Quarles when his term does end next month. Now, there's a lot of other interesting factors here, too. When you think about Powell last week at Jackson Hole, really kind of hitting on the point of inflation. He knows that he's juggling the monetary policy side of all of this as well, with concerns about rising prices likely to create more political headwinds for the Biden White House. That's something that apparently the Fed chairman decided he needed to spell out clearly, and saying some of these inflationary fears are a bit overworked and that he does still see some of these pressures as transitory. Also worth mentioning that since January 20th, even though Chairman Powell has only officially really met with the Biden administration only once, and that only happened in June in a financial regulatory meeting, he's really been hitting Capitol Hill a lot. My count was that since inauguration, he's met with 33 of 100 senators, and that includes all nine of the freshman senators who are new to this 117th Congress. So he understands that if he is renominated, he will have to go through the gamut of the Senate again. So working 33 of those 100 Senate offices really does likely help his odds, because you're getting that face time with Republicans and Democrats that would ultimately have to vote on you. So as far as Powell himself, we have to rewind to a February 2021 interview where he said, quote, "I love my job." So even though he hasn't necessarily commented on this prospect of renomination, it does sound like he would like to have that spot again, guys.
You know, Brian, in those comments, because I remember, I think we talked about it at the time, maybe not on the show, but it was probably offline. Like, he was like, yeah, I mean, I sit around and I read stuff and then I talk about it. That's his job. What a great job. That's basically
that
our job.
Like us.
But
yeah, I was going to say, that's literally us. So.
I mean, you know, you have a master's degree. So I think what's your feel on your likelihood of getting a nomination to the Fed board this time around?
Well, I mean, if the theme is that you don't have to have a PhD in economics, then in many ways, I actually am more qualified than Jay Powell, because I have a master's in economics compared to the Princeton graduate. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I'm nearly qualified to have that type of role anyway. And plus, I don't want to live in Washington, D.C. I tried it already. Yeah, the restaurants down there just aren't as good as they are up here.
I was going to say, I mean, as you know, in the financial world, nothing has ever stopped anybody from thinking that they would be better at being the Fed chair than the Fed chair. So let's not worry about qualifications. However, living in Washington, D.C. really is a very taxing request for any position at any level, in my opinion, as you know. As you know well. Humidity, there's the barrenness. There's just an emptiness to the town, right? It just feels like you walk around, you're like, where is everybody?
Apparently, it's a great place for cycling because Jay Powell is an avid cyclist. There's... Not that this is going to weigh on his odds of renomination at all whatsoever, but you know, I guess a lot more room down there than trying to hit the East River Park.
Hey, Brian, is that your face on that mug?
No, this is Jay Powell on one side of the mug. My face is somewhere in the Zoom room on the other side of this mug. And shout out to a former colleague, Sam Rowe, who hooked it up because you can't buy this at Target, believe it or not. I don't know if you can talk to Brian Cornell about that, but yeah,
I'll put it to him.
So is that from the time you asked him about Dogecoin, or what question did Sam put on there?
No, that I know that was your favorite question. That was from earlier this year where if I recall correctly, you called me a king for asking that question. But this was about shaping inflation expectations after their new framework. So this was from the September 2020 FOMC. So.
All right. Well, Brian Chung, it has been
a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure, and we'll see you down the road. All right.